The Syrian refugee crisis will be the topic at this month's Great Decisions meeting. Joining us by phone from the Twin Cities is Henry Berman, who will lead Thursday's discussion. Welcome, Henry.
Good morning.
Tell us about your involvement in the Great Decisions discussion series, and what's your connection with the Cook County Group?
I have been an active member of Great Decisions in the Twin Cities in the University of Minnesota group for the last 3 years, and I have a personal passionate interest in international affairs, and especially in the Middle East. And as a result of that, I've been extremely involved in as a speaker and an active and enthusiastic attendee over the last 2-3 years, and have made some presentations on topics such as the Egypt and the Arab Spring, the Israel-U.S. relationship, and this year, the Syria refugee crisis. This is my first time presenting before the group in Cook County in Grand Marais, and I'm very, very enthused for this invitation.
Now, you do have an intimate relationship with this material. Tell us a little bit more about your travel and relationship with the Middle East.
Well, I have a son who moved to Israel about 6 years ago, and we have visited him frequently and traveled in many areas of that particular country and Jordan. And the whole region is just so volatile and so complicated that aspect of the Middle East just truly intrigues me. And this particular topic interests me because I think it's one that has kind of flown under the radar of the general public. And it is a truly tragic story.
Well, tell us more about the topic, the Syrian refugee crisis. To start with, define refugee?
Well, one of the first things I tried to do was to get a clarity on the definition. And the definition that struck me as best is a person who is forcibly displaced. And that's the key thing. Someone who is forcibly displaced from his or her home due to a natural disaster, economic crisis, or military conflict. And what is important here is that in this situation, it's primarily due to a military conflict. And when refugees are forcibly displaced in a military conflict, that tends to be more of the backstory because people are more interested in who's winning what battle, when, where, what the political implications are. And the refugee story tends to get short shrift.
There seem to be so many battles in so many places in the Middle East, it's hard to keep track of. How many refugees are there as a result of these battles?
In Syria, the numbers are just staggering. We have had in Syria, there have been 7.6 million. First of all, to put context here, the population of Syria in 2011, when the conflict started, was 22.8 million people, almost 23 million. And 3.9 million at this stage have left the country. That's like 23% of the people have left the country. And 7.6 million have been displaced elsewhere within the country. So the bottom line here is 50%, one out of every two people, have been forced to leave their home. I think these numbers are just astonishing.
Now, do they come from a single ethnicity or a group, these refugees?
They really are kind of spread all across the gamut. I think that, I wouldn't say that they are found within one particular ethnic group. You'll find them amongst the Sunnis. I would say probably since the leader is an Alawite and has been a protector of the Alawites more so, I would say that probably less or so from that population. However, amongst the Christian population, the majority Sunni population, the Kurds, it has really been across the whole gamut. And there has been no section of the country that has been untouched by this disaster.
It is so difficult to wrap your head around this whole situation when you live in the remote North Shore. How do you recommend people prepare for the discussions that are going to occur as part of this Great Decisions discussion?
There's a really excellent write-up in the Great Discussions group pamphlet, the booklet, that I think that is always the best way to read about this whole situation. I will throw out another plug. In the Washington Post on Saturday, there was an editorial on this very topic by a United Nations relief coordinator named Valerie Amos, and the title is Who Cares for Syria? And it really tells the story in a nutshell about a sidebar of this conflict that has been virtually ignored by many people. And it is really tragic that the UN and other countries have not stepped up to the plate
now, copies
and tried
of,
to help these people.
Copies of that briefing book are available at the Grand Marais Public Library, so that's a resource for people in preparing. And then, like you mentioned, the Washington Post. What do you enjoy about the Great Decisions meetings? Why do you participate?
What I like the best about the Great Decisions meeting is I feel like it's a forum where people can talk about policy and issues without getting mired down in the partisan bickering back and forth. I have sensed early on, right from day one, that we don't get into a Republican, Democratic, infighting kind of bickering that just solves nothing. And we really try to keep the high road and talk about policies and issues and what is the right thing to do. And amazingly, it seems like it's one of the few forums where we're able to keep the partisanship of politics, which infects Washington, we all know, just keep it out of that whole forum.
We've been speaking with Henry Berman, who will be hosting this month's Great Decisions meeting at the Cook County Community Center on Thursday, April 16th. Copies of the briefing book are available for use at the Grand Marais Public Library. Henry, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I hope that people, if they have time available, can come, and I look forward to some interesting conversation, and I always love coming up to the North Shore and to Grand Marais, so I'm very, very grateful for the invitation.
Thank you so much for joining us, Henry.
You're very welcome. Thank you.